Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
And so we're into May.
I think my body has been left behind.
You're behind, huh?
Time, Andrew, time.
Anyway, meanwhile, back here.
Welcome to Shadow.
This week, Brigstow.
Wales' very own Brett Solway.
Kiki Cutie Pop Podcast.
News, news and chat.
All coming in at this hour.
11 stations, one LGBTQ magazine.
How's your behind?
This is very cosy. My microphone seems to be a lot closer than
normally. I was
going to
say, it's like, do you want to sit in my lap anymore?
Well, I'm half on your lap now. But I thought you liked that during the show.
Oh, I do. It keeps me warm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not dead. Don't you drag me in here. This is a top station we're broadcasting from, Andrew. Behave.
Yes, definitely. Sorry. It's like Lady Barnet, isn't it? You know.
How did you know my real name? I thought I was the Time Lord S.
The producer. Yes. The villainous Time Lord.
Yeah. So, hello, Andy.
From the planet from the planet Galligay.
Galligay. I like that. Yeah.
What was it you said before we went on air? Welcome to BCFM. It's been taken over by homosexuals.
No, he didn't. He said, hello, you're listening to BBC Radio Somerset.
Oh, yeah, but we're not on BBC Radio Somerset.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. But we will be on the 13th of July.
So it was just the way you said homosexual.
Homosexual.
You say it so well.
Homosexual.
That's enough now, Terry.
Have you ever heard the phrase moxon? For gay men, Attitude magazine tried to popularise it. It's a corruption of homosexuality. They said moxon, and to describe something as gay was moxy. There's a new moxy record out. It's popular amongst moxon.
So you're a bit moxy.
Yeah. Do you not remember that?
No.
They did it about 10 years ago. Never caught on.
That's just for gay men, was it?
Yeah. I don't know what. If anyone's got ideas of other collective nouns,
oh, there's loads
for other groups under the umbrella, then email us.
Yeah. We've got Just Like Us and Under the Umbrella Podcast, which tell us all that information.
Yeah, something for them to investigate.
What other ones do you know then?
What?
You just said there were loads.
What? Of names to call gay men?
Well, not just gay men.
A gaggle. A gaggle of gay men.
Yeah, that gives me vision to the bear bar.
A gaggle of bears. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
What's the group of bears called?
What a den?
A set?
A pack, I would have thought.
A pack?
Well, yes,
I suppose wolves. It was.
That is wolves, yes. Wolves.
I don't know. I'm waiting. What's a group of dinosaurs called?
Ooh. Oh, our expert Hannah. On dinosaur sex Hannah. Is in the back of the studio. Our experts failed at the first.
I wonder if they've ever even come up with such a herd, I suppose. A flock?
A flock, yes. There could be a flock of
a herd of triceratops.
Mm. Wouldn't it be a flock if they were the flying dinosaurs?
It would, but technically speaking, they weren't dinosaurs, they were pterosaurs.
Okay.
Just to be really pedantic.
According to Google, a group of bears is a sleuth.
Or a sloth of bears.
Oh, how wonderful.
Sloth of bears.
They'd like that down the bear bar. A sleuth of bears.
Yeah. I feel another t-shirt coming on for Heartsack.
Oh. I think so. I'll suggest it to them.
So, anyway, should we go over to Briggs, though? It's time for the My Five for this week.
The Outshout My Five on Shoutout Radio.
Hello and welcome to May's edition of Brigstow My Five. You're joined with me again, it's Alid, yay! And this month I am joined with my colleague Lauren. Say hello, Lauren.
Hello, everybody.
So this month we are going to talk about a new exciting project that Brigstow are doing in relation to women and PrEP. Now, PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. Lauren, what is PrEP?
PrEP. PrEP is, for those of you who don't know, is a pill that you can take to prevent you from contracting HIV.
Marvellous. And that's a pill every day?
It depends what kind of sex you're having added. So if you're having vaginal sex, you do need to take the pill every day. If you're having anal sex, there's some other ways that you can take it.
Okay. So why... PrEP's quite a buzzword at the minute, and we hear it being floated around and dotted around.
Left, right and centre.
Pretty much.
But what is it? What does it mean?
Yeah, so why are we highlighting it in relation to women?
Well, women are disproportionately affected by HIV, and there are sort of specific demographics within women who are further disproportionately affected by HIV. So women of colour, for example, and trans women.
Yes.
Now, PrEP, there is currently a trial, something called the IMPACT trial, where the NHS has reserved about 10,000 places for people to access this medication, this treatment, for free. For until 2021, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
So it was 10,000 spaces nationwide. When it started, it was over the next 3 years, which would take us to 2021.
Yeah,
2021.
Which is great, but most of those places have actually been taken up by men who have sex with men, along with other gay and bisexual men. And actually, we also need women to take up this opportunity. But currently, the awareness of PrEP with women is much lower than with men who have sex with men.
Yes.
So the point of this project that we're doing in conjunction with PrEPster is to train up women, and that's all women who self-identify as women, to become PrEP experts. So you would attend some training at Eastern Community Centre on the 21st and 22nd of June.
Yes.
To learn about PrEP, learn how to take PrEP, learn, if necessary, where to access PrEP. And then the whole point of that is to then for you to take this information and take it back to either your peers, your communities, or your networks by holding an event such as a coffee morning or an arts and craft event, or maybe doing a podcast, and to share this wealth of information so we can... well, basically increase a woman's access to PrEP.
PrEP, yeah, brilliant, yeah. And it's really, really exciting, really exciting. Yeah, I'm quite pleased that Brixtow are part of it, to be fair.
Yeah, and to be partnering with PrEPster as well is super exciting.
Yeah.
And it's a really great opportunity for, you know, the volunteers as well, because not only are you going to sort of increase your awareness, but it's a chance for you to meet other people and to develop your own skills as well, and for you to become part of Brixtow.
Yes, which is phenomenal. And I just think it's great that actually the conversation right now is regarding women and their ownership of sexual health, where so much it's been the ownership for women has been on contraception, but then to prevent any further happening, it's been on the man or their partner to take control of that, whereas women can actually take control of their own sexual health, their own sexual liberty, and they can...
their own bodies.
Yes, and they become empowered and more confident to do what they want to do whenever they want to do it.
So ladies, we want you.
Yes, it is very much, we want anybody who identifies as a lady. So you touched on the dates earlier, but when is training?
So it's the 21st and 22nd of June.
And that's at Brixtow.
Yeah, Eastern Community Centre.
Marvellous. And how can they contact for more info or to book a space on the training?
So give us a call on our number, which is
0117 5... No, it isn't. It's
0117 955
That's it.
038
I was nearly there. Nearly there. Don't judge.
Or you can always email us at info@brigstow.org.
If you haven't got that information, just feel free to go on any of our social medias and drop us a little DM or a message. So we're at Brigstow Info on Twitter and Facebook, and at Brigstow on Instagram. But yeah, exciting times.
Super exciting.
Super exciting. Cool. Well, thank you for listening again for another month. Have a great May. Have a great bank holiday, whatever you're going to be doing. And I will speak to you all soon. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Outshout My Five.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Make Me Feel Better. Thank you, Steph.
I don't have to play songs to make you feel better.
No. No, but I like that song, that's why I say thank
you. It is good, it's very summary, isn't it?
Very summary,
yeah. But she's amusing because it tipped it down with rain before we came in the studio.
It did.
Look at the old British weather.
Did you get damp?
No, I was in the car, luckily.
Okay. Yeah. I was walking so all the way from the centre. Yes.
Oh, you got caught in it.
I did, and then leapt on a bus.
You leapt on a bus?
Yeah, I don't leap very often, but I leapt on a bus. It fell over, and one was injured.
It's a shame we don't have those nice London buses with the sort of open back on the buses, so you can hop on and off.
I'm sure that they're not good enough under modern health and safety rules.
No, they're still probably running. Not. The old route masters still run.
Are, yeah. Do they?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I've caught one
on the heritage routes. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I've done one or two.
Yeah. And in fact, the modern Routemaster bus that took it over has the ability to leave its open platform on the back.
Mm. Yeah.
Really? You're going back to your behind again here.
Yeah. Well, not my behind, specifically.
Can you leave yours open at the back?
No. No, it's permanently sealed.
Okay, right. I think that's enough for that. Should we get some news headlines?
Of course.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 2nd of May 2019.
LGBT groups have joined with BME and Asian organisations and anti-fascists to mark the 20th anniversary of the neo-Nazi nail-bombing attacks of David Copeland. This psychopathic individual had strong links with the British extreme right wing, and in April of 1999 detonated 3 nail bombs in areas strongly associated with black, Asian and gay people. His attacks killed 3 people, 1 unborn baby, and mutilated scores of others. Vigils and commemorations of those dreadful days were held this week in London. At the time, Vicky Smith, writing in Gay Times, remarked that the attacks were a reminder that there were those in society that actively wished us harm. Although this is a sobering thought, it should continue to be a spur to greater activism and resistance.
The Jewish Chronicle newspaper reports that a senior voice in liberal Judaism, Rabbi Harry Jacoby, has passed on at the age of 93. Rabbi Jacoby was respected across the Jewish community, including the branches of Judaism outside of the liberal movement, to which he had dedicated his working life. A survivor of the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands, Jacoby facilitated interfaith dialogue and building of a Jewish community that welcomes alliances and the values of democracy and peace. Liberal Judaism is a movement of synagogues and individuals in which has a strong tradition of supporting human rights for all, including LGBT people. Many LGBT Jews have found this their spiritual home within the liberal movement.
Back in 1952, over 2,000 women from around Britain gathered at St Pancras Town Hall in London to establish an organisation that would voice their needs, demands and opinions. So reports Anita Wright, corresponding in the Communist Daily Paper, The Morning Star. The resulting National Assembly of Women, the NAW, was born out of several women's issues campaigns dating back to the Second World War and is broadly allied to the political left, trades unions and the organised labour movement. 67 years on, the annual meeting of the NAW has taken place and saw women from a variety of campaigning backgrounds coming together to debate issues affecting them. Over the past year, the Brexit debate has inevitably overshadowed the ongoing impact of the government's austerity policies, which the NAW says are biting deeper, particularly for women.
LGBT pagan groups have sent greetings as we pass the Fire Festival at Beltane. Paganism refers to a wide range of religious traditions which have a deep reference for the nature of base of faiths of Europe and Africa before the rise of monotheistic beliefs. For example, some pagans work with the traditional ancient Egyptian gods and goddesses, other of the old beliefs of Northern Europe. Some gay and bi male pagans revere the cult of Antinous, the beautiful youth beloved of the Roman Emperor of Hadrian, who was declared a god following his death in the 2nd century. Beltane marks the mid-morning on the wheel of the year. According to the Glastonbury-based pagan bookstore The Goddess and the Green Man, they explain that the festival represents the peak of spring and the beginning of summer. Earth energies are at their strongest and most active. All of life is bursting with potential fertility, and at this point, the wheel of the year, the potential becomes conception. On May Eve, the sexuality of life and the earth is at its peak. Abundant fertility on all levels is the central theme. The maiden goddess has reached her fullness and she is manifestation of the growth and renewal. Flora, the goddess of spring, the May Queen, the May Bride. The young Oak King, as Jack in the Green, as the Green Man, falls in love with her and wins her hand.
And finally, staying with spirituality, Ramadan commences on Monday, the 6th of May. The lunar month falls at different times each year, according to the Gregorian calendar that Western societies use. It is characterised amongst Muslims by fasting during daylight, shared meals and works of charity. Now, despite tensions in the last year in some areas over the LGBT inclusive education programmes, it's important to note that there are many groups seeking to build bridges, tolerance and mutual support between LGBT and Muslim communities. There are several lively networks of LGBTQI Muslims, including Iman, who have issued their customary greetings to all of humanity. We also note that the oldest Muslim network in the UK, the Association of British Muslims, which was founded in the reign of Queen Victoria, is a strong supporter of LGBT human rights, with its chair Paul Sahaluddin Armstrong writing that there is no reason why LGBT people cannot reconcile their faith and their gay or trans identities. In some urban parts of the UK, there will be temporary radio services operating under the title Ramadan Radio and providing a blend of Islamic music and reflection, with Bristol's service starting at sundown on Bank Holiday Monday. If you're looking for Ramadan greetings cards for Muslim friends or neighbours, our friend Kate at Liverpool alternative bookstore News From Nowhere says that they have a selection. You can give them a call or drop an email for more information. But above all, have a peaceful and blessed Ramadan, particularly if you are fasting.
For these news stories and more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Andy Hall.
Shout out news.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
Oh, we're getting a bit dancey today, aren't we?
I know, right?
Were you just in the mood?
In the mood for what?
Dancing.
I'm always in the mood for dancing. Did you say dancing? Sorry, you've got your BBC voice on.
Yes, I'm so sorry, yes. I'm a homosexual.
Homosexuals do like to dance.
Don't they just? But usually to steps.
That's very true.
So I'm still waiting to see your glow-in-the-dark hula.
Oh, okay.
We've got a slot for you on the radio. We're going to do a hula hoop show.
Right. How's that going to go down?
I have no idea.
That's not quite, yeah. It's radio.
We got magic microphones. You know that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it could be sort of, I could stand a little bit further back, hula hoop, and try to have a conversation.
I just want to see you hoolering with it all lighting up everywhere.
Okay. So, this can happen.
It's on Facebook.
It is on Facebook.
Is it?
Yes, so, and Instagram.
Last I heard, it wasn't as bright as you thought it was going to be.
It's got a slight connection issue. And at 3 o'clock the other morning, I had the fright of my life because it was going off by itself in the spare room.
How do you keep the mains lead then?
And what, that's a whole other story. Okay. That has to go round your ankle, so you're getting a double workout.
Not your neck.
No, well, again, that's another workout.
So, anyway, what was the name of that song? I normally read it out, don't I?
Duke Dumont,
I Got You. There you go.
Yeah, with Jax Jones. She was doing the singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it now? Are you okay?
Yeah. Go on.
Can we move on?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to introduce our guest?
Brett Solway, welcome.
Hello.
All the way from Wales.
I've come all the way from Cardiff, but I'm very honoured to be here, so thank you so much for asking me.
You're welcome.
Really, really great. Thank you.
Now, you do an awful lot for the LGBTQ community over in Wales. Just give us some of the list. You're also involved with Swansea Pride.
Yes.
You do your own podcasting.
That's right. It's not podcasting. Yeah, I actually do my own show on Facebook and YouTube, so we have different celebrity guests on.
So that's video, yeah?
Yes. It's video, okay. Yeah, it's actual video. So,
So no hiding like we did on the microphone.
No, unfortunately not. No, my face has always got to be on, as they say. we've had some great guests on, people like some Game of Thrones, Julian Glover, Marco Pierre, but it's not just those people that I focus on. Because I'm so passionate about the LGBTQ+ community, I recently had on Paul Davies, who is Mr. Gay Wales, Mr. Gay Universe, and he's done so much for our community, and the interview actually hasn't been aired yet, and it will be within the next week or so. And I was really passionate to have him on there because of the work that he's done.
It's nice when people put back in, isn't it?
100%, and that's what it's all about. I think it's really important that people keep dipped into this world, even if they're not part of our community. I welcome them with open arms. You know, if you can support us in any way, like I'm recently liaising with the Muslim community on how we can work together on certain things, and you know, I don't see why we can all work together and be as one. And my dream was,
how did you get into it?
So basically, really, really good friends of mine at the time were Wyburn and Wayne. They're really, really big in Cardiff. We're still friends now. It's just we don't get to see each other as much because we're just so busy. And they're huge again, LGBTQ rights activists. They do so much for the community in Wales, and I sort of was with them, and they got me into this world. And then I sort of thought, well, you know what, I'd love to do something along the lines that they do. And that's what happened with the show. And I recently launched my own sort of publication, Valley Times, which is online, and we've got a full LGBTQ+ column on there, which is updated constantly. So, it's going really good.
So the Valley Times, that's for the whole of the population of the area, yeah?
It is,
it's not specifically aimed at the LGBTQ community.
No, it's for everything.
What's
good
then is that everybody's reading that, and there's that LGBT slot right in there.
That's it. It's right there on the dashboard, so you'll see it, you can click it, go in. You know, I was recently at a really important event, actually, in London, the Iris Prize Festival. Did their first ever fellowship award, and they awarded it to Tom Abel, who is from Picturex Productions. And you know Tom, you know, he was one of the first to point out the gay movies in the early 90s. Extraordinary person.
Because I know the Iris Prize worked with Queer Vision here in Bristol, didn't they?
Yes.
Right, okay.
So yeah, that's great to hear if they won an award.
Yeah, so they awarded it to Tom Abel, and that was incredible, the event. And it was such an honour to be there. And we had some really high-profile people there supporting the event. And again, it was just great. Really, really good.
And you're also involved with Swansea Pride.
Yes, so that's this weekend. I can't wait.
Because Radio Turquoise, is it? We broadcast on that station.
Okay, right. All right.
Yeah, tomorrow night at 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
When I say tomorrow night, it'll be today for them. When it is. I just got myself into a time warp.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, so yeah, really exciting. We've got Swansea Pride. But first, to kick off the celebrations tomorrow night, we've got the drag sensation from RuPaul's Drag Race, Farrah Moan. I'm going to be going down an I'm interviewing her tomorrow before her actual show in Fiction. Tickets are still available. So if you'd like to come down, guys, you know, get we'll put links up for you on my show page as well. Come down.
Whereabouts in Swansea do they hold the Pride?
So, yeah, so the actual main event is going to be in the front of the museum.
Right.
Right in the centre. It's going to be from 12 till 5. But before that, in the morning, we'll have the parade starting from 10 o'clock. So, you know, anyone's welcome to come and join in the parade. And then please do join. And as well, this event is free. It's from 12 to 5. There's no charge. So just come along and have a good time. And we've got some great artists lined up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, where is Wales Pride going to be held this year?
Pride Cymru.
Yeah.
So Pride Cymru is going to be in August, right. And that again is going to be our museum. It's part of the museum. So in front of the museum, you've got the Museum Avenue and the front lawn there. So the main event is actually there, but you'll have all sorts going on as well.
That's this one's again.
No, this is in the Cardiff.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Is it in Cardiff every year, or do you move it around?
No, the Pride Cymru event is always in Cardiff, okay. Yeah. But you have Swansea Pride, you've got Llanelli Pride, which is up and coming as well. I'm going to be involved with that this year. So this is going to be their first ever Pride as well, Llanelli Pride. So that's really exciting. Yeah. And I said, you know, I want to fully support them, really.
That's the good thing. If you, you're quite big on Twitter and that, you see the feeds of the new Prides that are happening this year.
Of course.
Brand new small towns. Even if they're in a village hall, there's a brand new Pride.
You say Bognor Regis got there first?
So I was talking about Paul Davies, and they're going to be putting the first ever Bognor Regis Pride on this year, which is incredible, and I can't wait to go down there, and I'm going to be supporting them with that. So it's great to see these small villages, as you said, towns, actually, you know, stepping up.
I mean, it's one of the biggest problems, isn't it? Is that the more rural you go, the higher homophobia and all the other phobias can be. There's less, statistically, there's less acceptance in those areas.
Yes.
I'm not saying they're all the same.
No,
I'm sure some are amazing. But you know, it's really nice to see some of the smaller communities reaching out and starting to do some of these things.
And I'm from the Welsh Valleys originally. So growing up, you know, I did have a terrible time because I came out at the age of 13, which was very young. But I knew what I wanted. I was always mature. And, I did have a lot of trouble in that area. But it's about education. And I think with my new Valley Times platform, it's about that column's there. So it's going to be putting out to people that will go to the website to see these other things, but they'll also come across this column. And hopefully they'll click it. And it's just education. And I think if we can educate people further, I think we'll all be as one. That's my dream.
Yeah, I think that's.
I think it's all our dreams, isn't it?
Yes. You know, for us all to be as one.
Yeah,
not to have to be in all these different boxes.
Yeah. Now you're also passionate about access for everybody, including those who are disabled.
Yes, 100%. So, Pride Cymru. So they've recently had the Access Day, which was a great event, and what they were concentrating on is making sure they've got BSL interpreters, wheelchair access, 2-for-1 access tickets to the event, because it is a paid event, Pride Cymru, but they'll do that, the 2-for-1 access tickets, and they just want to make sure that everyone can feel welcome and supported at Pride Cymru, whatever their situation is. So just because they're disabled, you know, we don't want them not to come or be afraid, and the volunteers as well have actually been trained fully on all these different fins, which is great.
Out of interest, do you know where any of them signed?
Any of them
sign language?
Yes. So, you mean at the event will we have a signed? Yeah. So they will. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. So
that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
So because I think Bristol Pride did it the first time last year, didn't they? They had the whole thing. Signed, and it was really well received
because they actually dance and move.
Of course, yeah. I'm sure they
it's
do.
It's spectacular to watch.
Yeah, double check. I'm sure they do. But if not, then I would urge them to do that because I think that's really important. But you can get all this information on their website. They've recently put an article out actually about it all. I'm sure they'll be there. Hope that they're there. And if not, that's something that I'll address with them when I see them next.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What's because obviously you've got the Valley Times and your own Twitter feed and all that, your own websites. So if people want to get in touch with you and help out anything in Wales, then how do they get in touch?
Okay, so basically, so you can go to the Brett Salway Show, which is on Facebook. You'll find it there. You can contact us there. And on Valley Times also as well. And just before I finish, I just want to give a quick shout out to Jason and Stephen, who are from Cardiff. They opened one of the first ever gay bars in Cardiff. And back in the summer, I rewrote Candle in the Wind for them, changed some of the lyrics,
wow.
and performed it at one of their charity events for them. And it was such an honour. And that'll be on my page for people to listen to as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
And thank you, Brett, for coming in.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime.
Yeah, and good luck with it as well.
Thank you.
I'm curious now how Bognor East is going to go.
Yes.
New one. With Mr. Gay Universe. It's like...
Mm. Sounds great.
They will.
Yeah. Anyway, you're listening to Shout Out. Stay with us. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Yeah, what?
No, just tell that.
Don't give up your day job, will you, and take up singing ever.
That is, it feels like it's
Sonny.
She's at Pride.
She's at Pride. Yeah. We'll be interviewing her on the 13th, and also we'll be quadcasting on that day with, as well as on our home station at BCFM, we'll be on Ujima. And also BBC Radio Bristol and BBC Radio Somerset. Mm,
yeah, we haven't. I bet you any money, Pirate Nation will be taking us to. They usually do, don't they?
They do actually. Yeah. So it could be a five-way.
Yeah.
Just said, why do you have to go that way every time I open my mouth?
Well, because
you look at me.
I've known you for enough years to know the way your brain thinks. And you acting all sweet and innocent on the radio doesn't fool me or any of the listeners. No, we're not silly.
And the lollipop's not working then.
No. Anyway, it's that time of the month where we're going to go catch up with Kiki.
Hello, it's Kiki, and I'm here with, well, it's Lara, and I'm here with Sharifa and Linda, and we're going to be talking about what we've got going on this year, because we're really excited about it. So, what have we been doing this year? We went to Booty Base, we did a bit of a collaboration there. When was that again?
Last week, it was like 12th of April.
That was insane.
A while ago, but it was, such good energy, such good vibes.
Which is why we've got a Booty Base coming up. So, Linda, do you want to have a chat about that?
Yeah, so we've got this happy marriage of Booty Base and Kiki having an event at Briscoe. And I say event, that sounds a bit mild. It's going to go off. We've got Miss Eves doing a live PA, and I don't know about you, but Thunder Thighs, I think, was written for me. And so she's doing a PA, and then we've got three awesome Booty Base DJs, of which I'm glad to say I am one. And we're going to smash it up.
Yes, we are. So where is that again?
Briscoe in Old Market. We're really excited. I think it's going to be great to... we are all huge, huge super fans of Booty Bay, so we're so excited to be finally collaborating and doing a Kiki thing. So, yes, Briscoe Old Market on the 10th of May.
And we're doing this bi-monthly, so this will be in your diaries every 2 months, so make sure you write it in there.
It's off for us once, so come support, come through.
Yeah, definitely. So what else have we got going on?
Just to say that space is for Booty Bay fans, for Kiki fam, for...
Everyone.
Anyone and everyone who's down with music and supporting us.
Definitely, but LGBT friendly. It's a very LGBT friendly plus safe space, so that's what we want. But any ally, anyone that's willing to shake a leg, definitely should get down there. We love Booty Base. But we got something else in the mix. What else have we got?
So on the 23rd of May, we have a Kiki social event. So we are going to have... food and chatting, and maybe some voguing workshops as well.
No way.
Possibly. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so
exclusive
Caribbean food, a bit of a social, but this will be exclusively for POC LGBT people in Bristol. A lot of our events have kind of been a mix, and it's great to have allies, but also it's really important to kind of focus on having POC LGBT spaces. So this is just for POC people, that is people of colour. So it's going to be To the Moon on the 23rd of May. Over the Moon.
Over the Moon.
Over the Moon. 23rd of May. Again, it's going to be an evening thing. We have a DJ there. Some workshops and some food, so it's going to be like a real nice social.
Yeah, it's going to be like a family gathering kind of thing. We want to bring all the POC people out in Bristol who are LGBT to really come and get to know us, because we want to get to know you. And that's what Kiki's about, really.
That's also creating a safe space for people.
Yeah, intergenerational, self-caring, self-nurturing space for LGBTQ people of colour to come and hang out and talk about what we want to see and do and... We're going to hopefully grow it so it's a monthly regular thing, a bit like when we first started and we had that 3 month trial. Mm. So 3 month trial where we had a space where people could just come and jam and like do a bit of open mic if you want to, test out performances, talk about your art, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you think it's so important for us to have this safe space? Because everyone talks about safe spaces. I'm sure people have heard a lot about them, but why have we created Kiki really? Because we've been over this, but I really want to remind people of what's important about our, like, our group.
Yeah, well, we are statistically are the most under pressure, you know, community, with the stuff going on with our, often our blood families, where we're not exactly welcomed for being gay or trans or whatever it is we are, different. So it's really important that we have a space where we can come and heal from those challenges in life, really, because it's really difficult if you're not only if your family aren't down with you, but just in life in general. I mean, I think at the moment we're having a bit of a renaissance, you know, being black and queer to me feels really cool. It's a great thing, but that's not the case for everybody. So it's to provide a space where we can, you know, and the intergenerational thing's really important. You know, I'm like 49. If you were young and gay, and when I was 19, I would have loved to know someone who, well, I did very fortunately knew people who were older than me who could take me on and like support me, encourage me. Just talk, have a little dance, you know, that kind of thing. Just so that's so important.
And also it's great to, you know, if you're kind of newly queer, newly POC, to meet other people who are like you, which I think is, you know, really,
I never really had that. Like, I never had like a gay mum, isn't like I never had someone to look up to who was gay. So I remember coming to like Michelle that was in Works with Shout Out, and she, I was like, I need advice. I don't know, like, what, how do you, in the lesbian community, how do you create a long-lasting relationship? I haven't seen one. I've never experienced one. So how do you do it? And she just gave me the most sound advice. And that's what we kind of want to give back to everyone, right? Like,
absolutely,
like that advice, because I'm sure that I've been through stuff that other people have been through, but we just don't talk about it. Because you feel like you're kind of outside, as in like only you could go through that. And but we're here to make it seem like everyone goes through different things, but we're here for you.
Yeah, used to happen to me all the time when I look like a boy.
Well, bathrooms are another issue that we obviously want to, the bathrooms will be gender neutral, we'll make sure it's a safe space, so definitely make sure anyone is welcome, everyone is welcome, as long as you're POC, of course. So what else have you got coming up? Because I'm so excited by this. We're going to Black Pride.
UK Black Pride.
What?
In London. What's the date of it?
It's the 7th of July.
Great, yeah. I went last year for the first time and I've never seen so many beautiful black people in the park.
I'm so looking forward to that.
It was ridiculous. But I felt like I was at home. So many queer, trans, black people in a park, feeling themselves. I was feeling them. It was amazing. So we're going to try maybe go as a group this summer.
Definitely, I cannot wait for that.
Kiki squad,
Can we actually get a coach? I'm like, like, honestly, I cannot wait for Black Pride. Well, that is enough from us at Kiki. Until the next month, we will see you later. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Perfect.
Bye. For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I like that one. So
yes,
that's new, is it?
Yeah, it is brand new.
All day, all night.
Yeah, it's Europa, who is basically Jax Jones and Martin Solveig, and it's Madison Beer on vocals.
Nice.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I like that.
Good.
Now, tell me all about who you snogged.
So, 17 years ago, I may or may not have had a cheeky snog with KD Lang. Backstage after one of her, not backstage, that makes it sound a bit different to what it was, but I followed her backstage.
That does sound like. Were you stalking her?
I was about to say.
But she came out and got caught up in the moment, grabbed me, and we had a kiss.
She grabbed you or you grabbed?
She grabbed me, which made it even better.
Yes,
I know.
Never washed since.
I haven't, which is another subject. it was a great.
Anyone else had a famous hug or snog with?
The problem is with Pride. We've like met quite a lot, haven't we?
Well, you have, because you've kissed me. So you've kissed somebody really famous.
My claim to fame is that I've kissed you.
Yes.
Carl's there listening going, ugh!
Yeah. Was it live on air as well, wasn't it?
we've tried quite a lot, haven't we? I think one of the nicest was Heather Peace.
Oh, I bet.
Heather Small. And Heather Peace.
That's probably.
But we have also interviewed Heather Peace as well, yes.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. And Steph and I last year met Cheryl Baker and Mike Nolan from Bucks Fizz.
We did, and that hugs.
They were very nice as well, weren't they? Yeah. But they didn't kiss us.
No. I met Snap. I was a big fan of Snap.
Yes, you were a big fan of Snap back in the day, weren't you?
Met them too. And Alexandra Burke as well. She was there last year.
She's a very nice lady.
Sweet. So sweet.
I don't know who's my favourite now, Heather Small or like Alexandra Burke, because both of them are so lovely. And I got kisses and hugs off both.
I think the one that was the biggest surprise was Jadelle, who's back this year at Pride, I believe.
She is.
Because
talent.
She sounds just like Adele when she sings. But when she comes off stage and she talks to you, she talks and sounds exactly like Adele as well. Yeah. And she might as well just be Adele.
I think she's been claimed.
Yeah. I mean, she's got that true, because you know how mad Adele is. If you ever hear Adele being interviewed on the radio, she's absolutely mad as a hatter. It's so much fun. And Jadelle was identical.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to this year's Pride. It's like the 10th anniversary, isn't it?
So. It is, yeah.
And then, of course, next year it's our 10th anniversary.
Yeah, and we got the awards coming back. Listeners Awards are back.
Listeners Awards will return at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Voting will open in November. But we'll tell you more about that in the coming months after Pride type time.
Yeah, or next year.
Whenever we can. Yeah. Yes. I'm trying to think. We did at Western Pride last year, I did stand next to Sam Callahan. He's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that Sam from X Factor?
I think so. I think that's what he was. Yeah, because he does a few prides. He's a very pretty boy.
Yes. Yeah.
But he didn't kiss me either.
Yeah.
So
it's good at Western Pride, isn't it? Because I've been going down there doing interviewing for Shout Out for a number of years. But last year you come down with me,
I did.
We end up in a motorhome to do the interviews.
We did. Yes.
It was great because it's the quietest place. So they got this VIP motorhome, so they allow us full access. So we go in and we're with all the acts and all that changing.
Brilliant.
But we do the acts. Interview the acts right there and then right in a motorhome.
They were
you do the
acts
right
lovely.
There and then in the motorhome.
Yes,
they sounds right, great.
I know,
not
right?
Said a thing.
I thought you'd jump in straight. I thought we'd been taken off air then. I thought you were going to jump straight in.
No, I wouldn't do that. Would I?
Now, Steve Keating, who manages the Bear Bar here in Bristol, now he's kissed Robbie Williams.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Oh, and we should say belated happy birthday to him too. It was his birthday last week.
Ah, he's an award winner, of course.
Yes,
previous Shout Out
many
awards.
Multi award winner. Yeah. I think he's got the most awards out of
has
any
he?
Of the establishments. Oh. Yeah. If you go in the Bear Bar, you can see them. They're all the way around the top of the walls.
Top, aren't they? Yes,
and of course, British Podcast Awards.
Oh yes,
we're there for the second time.
Finals.
We were there at the first of the British Podcast Awards, and we've been nominated again. So we're up, but the problem is we're up against Chris Moyles and BBC Sounds. So
big competition. But just to get that far is absolutely fantastic.
Amazing.
So thank you so much, everyone. Yeah,
it's fun. We don't find out in it's a couple of weeks actually, isn't it? It's not that long to go.
It is.
So we're up there.
Yep. So we'll be meeting all those people.
Fingers crossed.
And, you never know. You
I
never
quite
know.
Like to meet Chris Moyles. I used to listen to his show all the time in the mornings.
He still on Radio X, I think.
Yeah,
he used to be on Radio 1.
And yeah, James Acast, the comedian's there. Sorry, interrupted you.
And Ella Watts.
Yeah.
Yes, our very own Ella will be there. So we'll have to interview her or something, won't we?
We should. Need her back onto some history. Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Time to go, as always.
There you go with time again.
I don't
just
sound
say
like
the words.
Okay,
thanks for
the
listening.
The timer is out of sand.
Thanks for listening. Next week, or what will feel like tomorrow, the police.
They finally caught up with Steph.
Actually, they're talking about hate crime. And Saski and Under the Brolly.
I thought you were going to read that line out there for a minute. So. Anyway, all past shows, everything, all over at shoutoutradio.lgbt from myself and the rest of the
team.
Say
goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.